Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Outside the tent, men were talking. Inside the tent, Sarah was listening. And when she heard one of the visitors tell her husband, Abraham, "I will surely return to you at this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." When Sarah heard that, she laughed. She laughed quietly and secretly, perhaps with fingertips pressed to her lips, but she laughed. And that was a laugh that no one was meant to hear. God heard, and he rebuked her for it. God said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh?" What was wrong with Sarah's laugh? In the previous chapter of Genesis, chapter 17, Abraham laughed at the very same promise of God. Genesis 17:17 says that Abraham fell on his face in worship and he laughed. And he said in his heart, "Shall a man who is 100 years old have a son? Shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" So how did Abraham's laughter differ from Sarah's? The difference really is in the context of the laughter. Abraham laughed with joy in his heart because he knew that God would keep his promise. Sarah laughed not because of joy in her heart, but because of doubts. "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" God asked Abraham. And all of us here know the answer to that question. The answer is no. And we answer no because the Bible insists the answer is no. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. In fact, we even confess that reality some Sundays in the Apostles' Creed when we say, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, who can do anything." And sometimes we sing about that in hymns, such as this one. "He crowns thy life with love when ransomed from the grave. He that redeems thy soul from hell hath sovereign power to save." And then what happens? We may leave church. We may even leave chapel. And before we can reach Ingram or the AC or a dormitory, we're already acting as if there must be something in our lives that is simply too hard for the Lord to resolve. Is anything too hard for the Lord? That is not my question. That's his. That's a question that he asked of Abraham and Sarah, and that's a question that he asks of us. And not only when times are pleasant and pleasing, but also when times are tearful and painful. He says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" What's your answer? Consider three questions. The first is there any promise that is too hard for the Lord to fulfill? Remember that by the time of this text, Genesis 18, Abraham and Sarah had waited for 25 years for the birth of a son. 25 years. Abraham was now 100 and Sarah was 90. And humanly speaking, to make things more impossible and difficult, Sarah had always been barren. She could not have a child at any age. No wonder she laughed rather skeptically. And yet, as Abraham and Sarah waited and waited and waited, what lesson was God teaching them? The lesson God was teaching them was, nothing is too hard for the Lord. Listen to the words of Genesis 21. "Now the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him." Do you know what Abraham named his son? Isaac. You know what Isaac means? He laughs. But this time the laughter was for the right reason. that holy joy in knowing with certainty that our God is a God who keeps all his promises. Now, he has made so many promises to each one of us, and he will keep every single one of them. And if the account of Abraham and Sarah is not enough to convince you of that, then consider this. God also promised to send a Savior, and he sent one. And it is the coming of Jesus Christ that is the guarantee from God that he will keep all other promises to. Just as Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Second, is there any problem that is too hard for the Lord to solve? When Sarah was 90 and barren and unable to have children, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. 9 months later, she was nursing Isaac and changing diapers. When Joseph was carried into slavery into Egypt, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. In fact, he made this very Joseph the second highest ruler in the land of Egypt. When the Israelites were stranded on the shore of the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army in hot pursuit, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. He just parted the Red Sea. And when a teenager named David faced a 9-foot-tall giant named Goliath, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. The Lord enabled David to slay the giant with a slingshot and a pebble. How many examples do we need? And when our entire world was lost and condemned through the fall into sin, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. In undeserved love and grace, he sent his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and he punished him instead of punishing us. No problem is too hard for the Lord to solve. God has said this, Psalm 50, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will. He did not say, I might, I'm sorry, I have to think about it. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. That's either true or it isn't. God is either God or he is not. He may not solve my problems immediately. He may not solve my problems in my timing. What I know for sure is that he will solve my problems at his time, in his way. Think of it this way. When Abraham and Sarah tried to solve their own problem, the result was Ishmael. When they waited for God to solve the problem, the result was Isaac, the son of promise. Finally, is anyone too hard for the Lord to save? There are times when we fret over a question like that, maybe because we have loved ones or friends that we pray and pray will come to faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And at other times, we may wonder sort of about ourselves when we look at our sins, when we think, oh God, I have sinned against you in so many ways. Look at how many times I've surrendered to that same temptation. Look at the way I've talked or I've treated my spouse or children. Surely there is no more personal or heartwarming expression than the words of Paul to Timothy when he said, I thank Christ Jesus, my Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. Paul said, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying, he said, that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. All of us can say the same thing, can't we? All of us can rejoice in the reality that no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, all of our sins are washed clean in the blood of Christ. All of us can say with the hymnist, as we shortly will, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." So what do you think? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there any promise too hard for him to fulfill? Is there any problem too hard for him to solve? Is there any person too hard for him to save? Ask Abraham and Sarah. Ask Saul the persecutor who became Paul the apostle. Ask the thief on the cross who in the last desperate hours of his life heard Jesus say to him, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." And most of all, if you ever wonder, is that too hard for the Lord? Why don't you ask him and hear what he said in the words of Jesus? "With men, this is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible." Amen. Our hymn this morning is from the worship supplement, hymn 777, "Amazing Grace," 777, verses 1 and 2.